Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Empowerment 365 and Finding You from Marvin Rome, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Myself and my co-host Stan Macklin have a wonderful show just for you. Sit back, relax, let it do what it does as the Finding You team discover what's happening in America right here on Blog Talk Radio. But first, as always, it's the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. And if you could just work on yourself today and every day, things would get better. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you would, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools necessary for you to become a better person, then you'll see your lifestyle, circumstance, and situation will change if you put forth the effort every day of simply working on yourself. And all you have to do today and every day is just make a pledge, make a commitment, make a covenant agreement with yourself. The covenant agreement is a bonding, unbreakable agreement that we make with ourselves about what we will do and what we won't do within our lives every day. And the task of improving yourself is practicing, working on becoming the best person that you can be today, each day, every day, just one day at a time. And that's the process. It's one day at a time. It's working on yourself. It's changing. It's growing. It's looking at yourself. It's looking at your practice. It's your belief. It's your belief system. And I'm challenging you today within the sound of my voice. Can you begin to practice what it is that you believe? Can you become the shining example of whatever your faith structure is? Can you become the example for your belief system? And whatever religious practice that you have, if you would begin to practice that every day and become the example of positive, balanced energy full of love and compassion for other human beings and other creatures on this earth, then you have it. And that practice is daily. It's daily, it's each day, it's every day, and it's one day at a time. And so without further delay, we'll get into our show. Today is Potluck Wednesday. And like Stan likes to say, it's Smorgasbord Wednesday. And so this Wednesday will be basically the potluck, and that's talking about different issues that come to mind that happens within the community or within our lives that impact us every day. So today we want to talk about what we've been doing so far in the Smorgasbord package is the airliner. And you all know that we haven't discovered what has happened with that airliner as of yet. And so as we continue to try to find out what the answers are, that's one topic that we could talk about. What are the answers? Where is that plane? Where did it go to? Is it a conspiracy? Is it a tragedy? Is it a hijacking? What's going on with that? Also, the Obama health care bill. How is that going? Is he finally making strides in the right direction? We'll talk about that soon, but without delay, coming to you live from our Harrisonburg studio, it's my good friend and co-host Stan Macklin. Stan, how are you?
Hey, I'm checking in a little late, but I'm in the house.
Hey, you there?
I am.
You here?
Yes, I am.
And you're the man.
Well, I want to be able to keep the issues alive and well on finding you. And that's what we're all about, my brother.
All right. Well, let's dive in. What you got for us this week, my man?
Well, you know, what's still going on is that mystery around that plane. They're on final countdown because in five more days, the black box shuts off. The little ping sound, it diminishes, and that's it. And so, but they got so many planes up in the air looking for that missing plane. You ready for this?
Yep.
They had to call in an air traffic control plane to monitor
what?
All the other planes. Yes, my brother. They got a plane that's just monitoring all the other planes so they don't crash into each other.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Looking for it. It's a mystery because this aviation is big. I mean, it's big business, and there's thousands of planes in the air, and that could happen to any one of them. They don't know what went down or what went on or what happened. Where did that flight go? And people are so concerned about it that they want to get down to the business of finding out. They're coming up with all kind of theories and so forth, ranging from the last words from the cockpit on that missing flight 370 to the Malaysian government, the authorities. They didn't know what the heck they were doing. They were too possessive of trying to hoover over everything that was going on that they missed out on some of the key ingredients. Words out that it's a criminal investigation. Well, how can they substantiate that as a criminal investigation? What criminal act was done? So it's a big thing. It's still a big thing. And people are concerned about it. They don't know what to do. And so the Malaysian government released the transcripts of the last words from the missing plane, and they got some confusion even about that. So it's still something. But I tell you what, it's going to all be over in 5 days. That's about the word on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. But we can, you know, we can just speculate. We can speculate.
Yeah, we can chalk that one up, man. There is no way, in my mind, that a plane would just disappear. No debris, no life jackets, no floating devices, no wheels, no luggage, no shoes, no nothing. No debris, no oil, no transmission fluid, jet engine fluid, whatever. Someone hijacked that plane, man.
Well, let's take a listen.
Malaysian officials have released the official transcript of the last communications made from Flight 370's cockpit before the plane suddenly went missing last month. And the final message from the jet was different from what we previously thought. Weeks ago, Malaysian authorities made headlines when they announced the last communication from MH370 was a casual, all right, good night. But the newly released transcript showed a more standard sign-off from the cockpit.
This is from Malaysia. Airlines Flight 370's cockpit says, good night, Malaysian 370. What stands out to me is how routine it is.
Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority did not explain its discrepancy. They did, however, confirm they are still investigating who said those final words, the pilot or the co-pilot. But other than that, Malaysia's transport minister said in a statement Tuesday there is no indication of anything abnormal in the transcript. This new information comes as Malaysian authorities continue to deal with heavy criticism for their handling of the search, which is now in its fourth week. Many are accusing the Malaysian government of mismanaging the hunt for the missing Boeing 777 and holding back information. A lot of that criticism is coming from China. As ABC points out, more than 150 of the 239 passengers were Chinese. Malaysia's transport minister said Tuesday the transcript wasn't previously released to the public because it was part of a police investigation into the disappearance. An international team of planes and ships still have yet to find any trace of the plane. For Newsy and Melissa Pagadorn, multiple sources, a broader view.
There it is. Now, I'm telling you something right about this. Something's going on.
Yep.
Something is going on. And, you know, the thing about it is, imagine one of them 239 passengers, one of them was your relative.
Mm.
Wouldn't you expect, wouldn't you demand, wouldn't you want some answers?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when's the last time you've been on a big Boeing 747, but them ain't no small planes.
No.
Come on now. And if their plane did go down in wreckage, there would be some indication of something, oil spill, some debris. There's nothing. Now, I'm not I don't like to get into conspiracy theories, but wonder if he just got zapped into another time zone.
That's funny. Man,
well, they
that
had a
plane
movie.
Didn't crash.
No.
If the plane was taken off course by the plane's computer, that tells you something right there. And then it
That's
suddenly
right.
disappeared, and there's no trace. No,
no
man.
Trace.
Something's
no
gone.
Trace.
I think, this is what I think. It's a public safety issue, because you can't hijack a plane like that with all these world travelers and people flying internationally. It would be chaos for the airline industry if people knew that that plane was hijacked and taken somewhere without anyone knowing. So they're going to have to try to figure out how they can bring that plane back, but I don't see how they're going to do it. I just don't know about that one. But we'll definitely find out sooner or later.
Well, will we? Will we? It's a mystery. It's a mystery. So will we find out? You know, you just don't really know. And then there's a lot of people. Well, who cares? Well, what do you mean who cares? What if it was one of your relatives in that plane? And
wow.
This is the 21st century. Don't we have the modern technology today to give us some indication of something that went awry?
Mm-hmm.
We should know something. And it's a mystery, and that's why it's dominating the news. It's going on 4 weeks. And after 30 days, that's it for the little ping sound. Now, we've heard all kind of news of some people dialed a relative on the phone, and the phone rang and all that, and I don't know if that's even possible underwater. It's just a mystery. It kind of got us bogged down. But isn't there other challenges that confront us that we can't solve this here? I don't know. I do not know.
What kind of human being would ever say, well, who cares? I mean, just think about the heart of that person. Think about the mindset of an individual who would utter those words from his or her mouth. Who cares when you have human lives? 239 people, lives, just gone, and someone would have the gall to say who cares? Think about the heartlessness. And these are the issues that we have to continuously bring up to examine ourselves. You have to be a certain type of people to say that.
I'm gonna put another thing out here.
Mm-hmm.
To those who don't care. How you know God's not speaking? How you know God's not speaking to us?
Mm.
Let me just give another scenario. You know, there was a powerful earthquake that happened in Chile.
Okay.
Yes. And prior to that, there was an earthquake where?
Los Angeles?
That's right. That's right. Now, the theorist who talks about in the last days there'll be signs and wonders and things like this, I think there's some descriptive situations that are going on that we must look at. I'll tell you, I don't know, you're in Richmond, but I'm sure your weather was no different than our weather. I've never seen in 1 week spring, summer, and winter all in 1 week. Sometimes it seemed like it was in the same day. I'm telling you, something's going on, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Now, if we have enough sense to realize that as a human being, you don't live forever. I mean, the days of Methuselah is gone. That's over with. You don't live long like you used to. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do precautionary things to sustain your life. But
true.
What I'm pointing at is that sooner or later, your life is going to come to an end. Life as we know it, I believe, it's something is coming to a head. And I think that these signs and wonders are attention-getting measures to cause us to think. A lot of people don't think. They just exist. There's people that listen to this program that don't think. They just exist. Well, that might be a little bit extreme because you say, why are they listening for? Because they want to think. But the point what I'm bringing out is that something is going on. Maybe you're out there in the audience. Give us a call. We want to hear. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. 646-716-4702. Give us your take on the missing plane. Give us your take on the weather, the signs and the wonders of these earthquakes. Because this is real. This is no joke. Hey, I left out one, my brother. What about the mudslide?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. They said there were some places in the mudslide. That happened in Washington State. That the mud was 80 feet deep. Now, I'll say it again. They got boards going across their mudslide in certain places because if you step in the wrong place, that's it. You're going down. You know what they say, you're going down? Well, you're really going down. You're going down 80 feet in a mudslide. What is all this leading up to? I'm not making this stuff up, Mr. Rohn. I'm not making this up. This is actual things that is going on. You know, people like reality TV. It's taking over the networks, reality TV. But these quakes and these missing planes, this stuff is reality. This is no joke. This is real. The real McCoy. Something is going on.
What can we do?
Well,
you got earthquakes and mudslides and chaos all over the planet. Fires.
And I don't even know yet. I haven't even heard yet if the earthquake that hit in Chile, they said that a big old tsunami was going to be falling at. I don't know if that took place. Let me tell you what I think, what we can do.
Okay.
I think we can pray.
All right. Yeah. That's what we need.
I think we can pray. Seriously. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not God. I don't have no heaven. Sure enough, don't have no hell. I don't know what to do about all this here, but I know I exist in the midst of it.
That's right.
And I know that I don't know what it's headed toward, but I do know that something is going down, and I know the best thing to do is to pray. I don't think it's a last resort. I think it's the best thing to do. Why pray? I think because if any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask God. That's what the scripture says. Now, there may be some person out there that don't believe in God. Well, you can take that position if you want to, but when I look up in the sky, I don't think no man on earth, I don't care how affluent you are, how much money you have in your accounts or Swiss banks, you can't tamper with that sun up there. No, it's consistent every day. And if it goes out, it's going to really be a catastrophe that we won't even know what hit us.
But you know what
just came to my mind?
What's that?
You ready for this one?
Yep.
I'm on the roll today, brother.
Roll on,
you
brother.
Ready for it?
Yep.
You ready? You sure you ready?
Buckled in. Strap tight.
What happened to the dinosaurs?
What?
Didn't they really exist? We have tangible evidence that they existed. What happened to them? Something happened to them.
Whatever happened to them probably will be the same thing that's going to happen to us.
You see what I'm saying? This is to make us think, brothers and sisters. This is real. You might want to give us a call. You might want to check in with your comment. 646-716-4702. We'd like to hear from you.
Well, there's because so many things going on.
There's so many things going on. Just now, those are things just happened in the natural sense. Mudslides, earthquakes, missing planes. Is it man-made stuff? I don't know. Maybe you know. Give us a call.
Well,
we want to hear from you.
I could tell you, man, that some of it, if you notice, if you look in the sky, and you know I tell you this all the time, man, it's too much flying around. They're creating cloud cover, man, and I see it. Some people call it chemtrails, but I know for a fact that every morning, if you look in the sky, even sometimes at night, particularly in the summertime, more than in the winter, there are planes flying all day, spraying some kind of cloudy mist into the sky. Just look up there and see. And can this begin to change the climate? Is this beginning to create some of the, I guess, electromagnetic situations that bring storms or, you know, the energy that's needed to produce some kind of weather phenomena? I don't know, but they are up there.
We know man has tampered with the environment. We know that. And payback time is coming. But, you know, I mean, I've raised six kids, grown kids, and there was times I had to do things to get their attention because they just wasn't listening. They had their own mind. I think that these are attention-getting means and ways of getting our attention. And I don't know if we're paying attention. And I think we do need to pray for insight and for guidance and for direction. I think we do need to be better guardians of the environment.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I think we are tampering with the global warming and so forth. I think we are doing a lot of things to eradicate the natural environment. And I think payback time is coming. Something is happening. Something's going down. And as I said, I've never seen spring, summer, and winter all in 1 week. I've never seen that. And so we just need to be alert to it. And in the midst of all this attention-getting things that are happening, man continues to act a fool. That's right, I said it. Man continues to act a fool because the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. And I think that when we have a disrespect and a disregard for fellow mankind, womankind, humankind, that's problematic. And there's only one race, and that's the human race.
That's
and I
right.
think we need to be more sensitive to that, but it seems like we're not. Something's wrong.
Well, I said in the introduction, no matter where you are in life, it comes a time where you have to individually get the work done. And that individual work is, for me, and the challenge is, whatever you believe in, whatever practice you believe in, whatever faith, whatever religion you have, practice it. Become
That's right.
it. Live
That's
it.
Right. Faith.
And I think just some of these things we can begin to deter and change if we would practice the faith. If we will
right.
become true disciples and true followers of the religious practices that we have, all I'm challenging anyone out there within the sound of my voice, practice what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Work at it every day.
I think that's a good word. I think you have to have a faith. You have to have some values that, and I think there does need, as Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said, a revolution of values.
Yeah.
I believe that, and I just don't think it's an accident, it's a coincidence that all these natural concerns and realities are taking place. It's happening for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And we need to seek. It says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. So It's just a mystery, brother. So I don't know if they're going to ever find it, find the missing plane. I don't know how much more we can continue to exist in the midst of all these catastrophes that are coming down the pike, but one thing for sure, something is going on.
Well, if you would, and we've done this before, let's just say a prayer. And if you would lead us, brother, in just a prayer for the families and for the missing passengers.
I'll be glad to. Even though this is not a, per se, a religious show, whatever, we do have faith to believe that we don't understand. I can truthfully say, I don't understand what's all going on. I know what Scripture tells us, but I think it's appropriate to lead our audience in prayer. Father, we come to you because there are some natural signs and wonders that are taking place. These are not rumors. These are realistic events. Mudslides, earthquakes, missing planes. Lord knows on what else I left out. And we're asking for some insight, some understanding, and above all, help us to know that as long as we look to you, you will make a difference, and you'll help us to have the understanding that you're going to preserve us in the midst of craziness. With Noah's Ark showing at such a time as this, we don't know what's going on. Statistics show that did really happen. And so we just pray that you would take care of us and preserve us to the extent that we can help the next generation to have a pathway to its future. We thank you and praise you this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just by praying, we're practicing what we believe in. So there's
you got
nothing
that right.
Wrong with practicing what you believe in.
You know, I say, my brother, there's three most powerful words outside of I love you, and we need to hear that more often to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Is I don't know. And I'll say that again, I don't know what's going on. But we can know, I believe, by having exercising our faith to trust in God to make a difference. So he's the answer. We'll trust in him. See what he has to say or do.
That's true. All right, we got about a minute left. What you got for me? Closing comments, thoughts.
All I can say is to our listeners out there, hey, it's a mystery. We don't understand all these things that are going on, but we do know that God loves you and he cares for you and has a purpose for your life. But in the meantime, let us continue to band together and stay together so that we can do our work together as co-laborers together in partnership.
Well, there you have it, another episode of Finding You with Marvin Rohn and my co-host Stan Macklin. It is your duty, responsibility, and obligation to become the best person that you can be. Do that every day. And also add in this factor. Practice what you believe in. Become the example for what it is that a human being is supposed to be on this planet. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. And all you have to do is simply try to live the lifestyle of whatever practice you believe in every day, one day at a time. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com for more information on personal empowerment. Go out to Marvin's Garden. There are a lot of great things out there for you to look at and peruse and find some source of empowerment. Work on yourself every day and become the best person that you can be today and every day. And, of course, I love you. Love you, Stan. I'm Melinda. And everybody else out there, it's time to say I love you, but I'm telling myself also, I love you, Marvin. Have a great day. I will talk to you next week. Peace.